Southern Mayor is here this morning, and I appreciate you being here. I wanted to talk, first of all, I know there's something that's near and dear to your heart and that you're really glad to have, and that's citizen input when it comes to your bonds. And now you've got your committees getting started, and you really do want the committee to be made up of people who have questions.
Absolutely. We had a really good turnout last night. That was the first public hearing. The bond committee is divided into three groups, one facilities, one parks, and one transportation. Last night was the facilities.
Right.
Tonight is the parks. It's at our Graham Road Utility Center, where if you vote early, that's the location in the training room. So those who are listening, please come out and give us your input on parks for tonight.
Well, let's talk about facilities for a minute. What's your takeaway from last night?
Well, it was good. Tom Taylor, who chairs that particular subcommittee, presented three facilities that are in need of either significant repair or replacement or additions. One is City Hall. The other is the new fire station,
right,
which would be number 7 out in the southwest part of town.
Okay, kind of near Welburn, that general area. Okay.
And the other is the police department. They are out of space. Mm-hmm. They had to take out their gym and turn it into office space. They are busting at the seams. It was, I don't have the figures in front of me, but it was something like a 60,000 square foot deficit in space that the police department needs.
Well, then you go back and look at it. When that building was built, how many sworn officers did you have, and what do you
think
have now?
I think we had something like 67 sworn officers, and now we have 200.
So now, when it comes to those sorts of situations, I guess there are a couple of ways that you can go. One of them is to go all brand new, or do you go ahead and build a second or locate a second facility? For instance, with the police, would it be better for them to have a second station somewhere?
Well, they talked about, that was one of the questions from the citizens last night, which was an excellent question, which is, would it make sense to combine, fire station and police station? And Scott McCullum, the police chief, said no, because the way we're organized differently. We have officers in patrol cars that have beats, and they are assigned to that certain area of town. And so it wouldn't help them. They'd have to duplicate the services, which would not make sense for them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
but by the same
they can
token,
have an addition, though.
As the city continues to grow, and obviously we're seeing tremendous growth out to the south, and it's still fairly easy for you to get down there. But Welburn's a little problematic to get to sometimes.
It is.
That area is something that you should be concerned about.
Well, that was the point of a possible new fire station, is that response times. The fire department likes when the call gets in, 90 seconds later they are rolling.
Insurance companies like that too.
Yeah, and we have a rating of 2. Top is 1 and the bottom is 10. So
your key rate's pretty good there.
Key rate's pretty good. But in that part of town sometimes, and they like to be at the fire within 4.5 minutes. And in that part of town sometimes it's double that. And if your house is on fire, those 4 or 5 minutes makes a big difference.
Sure. Well, then let's also, with that in mind, talk about what did you get from the information and citizen feedback when it came to City Hall.
Yeah, everyone, is in agreement that we need a new facility. We've got people working in closets, and that facility was built in 64 and added on in 79 and then again in 84. So it's 30 years, and our population was at that time, I think, 42,000, and we're 102,000 now. So, and we're a deficit of something like 36,000 square feet in City Hall. I'm roughly in the neighborhood.
Yeah, lots of different ways to do that. And, of course, we'll have the city manager in soon to talk about what those options might be. Anything else come out of last night's meeting?
No, I think the committee's done their work, and they wanted to hear what the citizens had to say, and they were good questions.
Yeah. And now, but then you've got, like you say, the two more meetings, two opportunities.
And tonight, the parks is going, and John Denton, who chairs the parks committee, was there last night, and he said he thinks he's going to run the meeting differently rather than present the findings of what the committee's looking at. He's going to open it up first for questions and say, what do you all want to see in terms of park development? or amenities, and then respond to what this committee has been looking at.
Well, of course, I can understand that. This is a different situation. Most people don't go to City Hall. Most people don't go to the police department. They do go to the parks. They are interactive with the parks.
Yes, and yeah. I mean, it's one of our best amenities in town, because I think our parks are second to none.
Right, and then when's the third one?
The third one is on the 23rd of March. That's Monday night. I think it's a Monday.
Okay. What's the date?
23rd.
That is. That's a Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that also will be at the utility training room on Graham Road.
Right. And obviously, that's a big one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get as much input as possible there.
And they're limited by the number of dollars we can go out for a bond. It's between $45 and $60 million without increasing the tax rate.
Right. I want to talk about something that you did in your February 26th council meeting, and that was a discussion about recycling and how you're looking at going into a single stream type situation. I find it fascinating that the two cities do recycling in a completely different way. There's a drop-off point that's very convenient for Bryan folks, but then College Station, up to now, you've had that street pickup, but you've wanted people to kind of segregate the different elements.
Right. You get a roll of plastic bags, and you put your newspapers and magazines in one, and your tin cans and aluminum cans in others, and then your glass in a third. The single stream is a pilot study. It's taking place in Emerald Forest. There's 300 homes, and it just happens to be that's the number of single-stream containers Texas Commercial Waste had, so
okay.
That worked out well. And it's basically you'll be able to put everything in, and they'll sort it at the recycling place, but you can also put in cardboard and, you know, like shoe boxes and cereal boxes and paper plates and all of that kind of stuff in the recycling. And the idea behind the single stream is hopefully more people will, you know, just put it in there and not have to worry about sorting. And the positive about the single stream, I mean, it still has to be tested, is that it would take more stuff out of our landfill. And I serve on the Bivisma board, and we've seen projections from either between a short life of 33 years to a long life of 90. And knowing how difficult land is and the difficulty it is to get a landfill open. If you've gone through Hempstead,
it's a hot button issue, that's for sure.
It is, and so the longer we can keep our landfill up and running, the better.
Now, so do you already have a benchmark? I mean, do you have data from there so you can say this is how the system has grown when we went to single stream, or do you take this information and then extrapolate from that what the growth was?
I think the idea in this study is to see the usage and how many of the 300 actually use it, and then ask them, you know, is this more convenient for you? Would you use it more?
Okay.
And that kind of thing. And then, obviously, there's a cost differential.
Well, yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, and I'm right up front. I'm not a big recycler. I understand the importance of it, and I do it when it's convenient for me and easy. But also because you have so many apartment units in College Station, I think that's really going to be important.
Okay. Our apartments are not part of the...
Understand, but...
They do have the... There is a franchise for people to recycle at apartments, but that's private.
Is the idea here, though, that if this single stream works, that you take it citywide?
To all the residents, not
apartments.
Not apartments.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head, the first thing I think about if you make sure, I mean, that's fine that there's a private company, and I wish them good luck to do that. But the idea is we want to make sure that those students are taking part in it, because they impact everything that we do in College Station, without a doubt. So possibly a contingency down the road that you would do something with the large apartment complexes to be able to do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, something to think about.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is that y'all had a discussion in your workshop, I know, about, and we had a news story, about automating both water meters and electric meters, and you've at least gotten some numbers to get started on that.
Yeah, we have. It's not recommended that we do it until another 2 or 3 years, but it would help in terms of outages. You know, the smart meters would give data back and forth, and so that right now someone loses power and, you know, 12 people in the block call in, and so then they say, okay, then that's that substation, and then they go, and sometimes it's a feeder station, and this way it would pinpoint it and we'd know exactly when it went out.
Sure.
And it's a quote smart meter.
There you go.
And so, but it is expensive, and so
Got to look and see.
Right.
Anything else for us today?
Yeah. I have to tell you, the city is hiring.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So there's a number of positions open at the city, full-time and part-time and seasonable, and seasonable. And the positions are in a variety of departments ranging from public safety to public works. Full listing of those jobs can be found at the city website, csjobs.cstx.gov.
Okay. That sounds easy enough. Thanks for playing trivia with us this morning and being in to chat with us.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, it's Nancy Barry. She's the mayor of College Station.